ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, DJ Warlock Hell on Wheels, welcoming you to another episode of the Metal Grotto here on Radio Free Satan. I trust you had a wonderfully wicked Walpurgis Nacht. This week's episode will be strictly focused on Swedish black metal. And without further ado, let's get right into it.
We'll be right back.
To start off, we had In Conspiracy with Satan by Bathory from their self-titled release. That was followed by Dark Funeral with The Arrival of Satan's Empire from the album Diabolus Interium. Yes, that was actually the first Dark Funeral album that I purchased. It was not one of the more classic albums, but I got suckered in by the gimmick of a QuickTime video of their song, The Secrets of the Black Arts, from the album before this one. So there you go. After that, we had Ophthalmia, featuring Tony Sarka, otherwise known as It, better known as the mastermind behind Abruptum, with a cover of Mayhem's Death Crush. This was from Ophthalmia's first full-length, Via Dolorosa. Their cover of Death Crush also featured on a Mayhem tribute album. After that, we had The Raven's Eyes Are as Mirrors on the Bottom of Satan's Black Holes. Say that one three times fast. By its parody black metal band, Vondor. And they also did a black metal cover of Elvis Presley's Love Me Tender, which I included in a previous show. We'll be back after these messages.
In 1966, Anton LaVey created the Church of Satan, marking the beginning of the Age of Fire and Year One Anno Satanas. In 1969, he published The Satanic Bible, codifying Satanism as a religion, the first time it's been done in human history.
In the name of Satan, ruler of the earth, king of hell, come forth from the pit, bestow the blessings of hell upon us. For we are your children, and we invoke thee this night.
In 2001, I was appointed High Priest of the Church of Satan. In 2007, I published the Satanic Scriptures, further defining and expanding on Satanic philosophy and greater magic ritual.
Hail Satan, full of might!
Hail Satan, full of might!
Our allegiance is with thee!
Cursed are they,
the God adorers,
and cursed are the worshippers
of the Nazarene eunuch.
For the past 50 years, the Church of Satan has stood as the sole organization to define and defend Satanism as a religion. And though pretenders to the infernal throne have come and gone, we have stood the test of time and will into the future. Visit churchofsatan.com for more information and read the Satanic Bible and the Satanic Scriptures. Knowledge is the solution for ignorance. Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Confessions of a Wicked Witch with Magistra Egrain.
It won't be long before a bunch of Wiccans and Pagans and airy-fairy fairies decide to say this show is not actually a show by a witch, because a real witch, as far as they're concerned, cannot be a Satanist because she doesn't follow their silly little rules. Well, of course, that's called being a selfish bitch. When you say that I can't be a witch, but you can because you have a monopoly on the definition, that makes you no different than the rotten Christians who try to tell everybody that they're the only good people, the only decent people, the only people who have any voice of morality. So, for the purposes of this show, when I use the term witch, I'm using the term as used by Anton LaVey in his book, The Complete Witch, or The Satanic Witch, or What to Do When Virtue Fails. And my virtue failed some time ago.
Confessions of a Wicked Witch. Listen now at RadioFreeSatan.com.
Well, man, it is now Fisher.
The Shit-Kicking Road Show, the finest in rockabilly, psychobilly, vintage country, swamp rock, surf rock, doo-wop. It's potpourri of madness. The Shit-Kicking Road Show, Radio Free, goddamn Satan. I'm Clint Mephisto, coming at you from the Double Cross Ranch. Booze in one hand, microphone on the other, Swamp Thing on the telly, and the good tunes in front of me here at the computer. The Shit-Kicking Road Show, Radio Free, Satan.
Damn! You will excuse me, won't you? Well, thank you very much.
Attention iTunes users, if you like this show and other programs from Radio Free Satan, then please take a moment to look us up on iTunes to rate and comment on the program. You can also do the same on Stitcher.com. Look up this program on Stitcher.com, rate it, and give us a review. And that's if you like the show, of course, you know, that you want to give it 5 stars and a good review, not, you know, give it 1 star and say a bunch of mean things. But hey, if you want to do that, then I'm sure there are a bunch of Christian podcasts on iTunes that you could do that on. Anyway, thank you for your support of RadioFreeSatan.com, and now back to the program.
gay. You're something to see this mess under. Nothing's ready. Historiens är frånvaro. Vi är till fest och ska. Oj då! We'll be right back.
As a segue into the second half of the show, we had an instrumental metal version of the Imperial March by the band Galactic Empire. That was followed by Funeral Mist with Holy Poison from their album Salvation. Funeral Mist features Daniel Rothstein, otherwise known as Mortis, currently the lead singer of Marduk. After Funeral Mist, we had Triumphator with The Triumph of Satan from their album Wings of Antichrist. Wings of Antichrist is an album I've been waiting for some time to pull the trigger on, and I finally bit the bullet and bought it. Hey, that's some alliteration for your ears. After that, we had Source for Belial by Marduk from the album Serpent Sermon. As you may know, I played Armageddon on the show before, and On Spiritism from the album, which I will no doubtly butcher their pronunciation of, Svenjib Acitrup. That's the best I can do. This album was their first after a long, like, 15-year break, and it is incredibly ferocious. The final track was Son of Dead Seasons by Offermord, and that name translates to mischief. And the album name is Saul Knox. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. Until next time, stay heavy, stay healthy, horns up, and hail Satan!